T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money, Saturdays on WBEN, joining us live this morning. We're all getting a lesson in insider trading 101, Jill. Kind of take us through this, your perspective with your financial background as to what you heard yesterday about what Collins is accused of.
You know, as soon as the wires hit, were like lighting up, I called a couple of securities attorneys I know in New York. And one guy said, this is classic insider trading, and here's why. You know, a lot of times it's murky as to, you know, who told what, when, and who acted on it and who didn't. But in the case of insider trading, it's all predicated on the fact that you cannot disseminate something that's not in the public domain for a public company. And even if you did, so let's just pretend that Collins didn't call his son and said, dump the stock. Let's say he was at a cocktail party and he was talking to a few friends and said, I'm on the board of this company. And someone said, well, what do you think about the company? He goes, well, I don't know. You know, we just lost this big round of a trial, you know, an FDA trial. We just failed the trial. That is also insider information. That is not in the public domain. And even if Collins didn't do anything with that information, he would be indicted. He is called the tipper, the tippee, the person who receives that information. That person, if they don't act on it, maybe will never get charged. But in this case, it looks like Collins called his son. The son acted on this information, on material information that was not in the public domain. Then the son tells his fiance and her father, all of whom seem to make trades right after. And this is just a classic case. The tipper and the tippy get indicted.
So Collins doesn't have to himself trade off stocks in order to be doing something against the law.
No, insider trading is the dissemination of material information of a public company, and it's that is not already in the public domain. I just want to point out a similarity, which is kind of interesting, which is, you know, if you look at the Tesla craziness around Elon Musk. I know we talked about that. If we come to find out that Elon Musk was just playing with us and he was just making something out and actually disseminating falsehoods about a publicly traded company, that's not insider trading, but that is also a securities infringement, and they're actually investigating him right now.
Ooh. Well, how similar is this to Martha Stewart?
Well, Martha Stewart's a little bit different. It's fascinating. It's not clear whether Martha Stewart actually conducted insider trading, because she did not go to jail for that. She went to jail for lying to regulators. So it would be similar if they could have actually figured out that she traded on that information or not. But they didn't. That's not how they nailed her. They nailed her for the lie about the insider trading. This is so classic, because if they have a phone record of him calling his son, and then they go and pull the tape, you can pull a stock trading tape and see this is not a huge company. So it's not as if he's making a trade in, you know, General Motors, where he owned 100 shares of stock. It's a thinly traded stock, and he's selling a big block of it right before information came out, and there is a record of this call transpiring. It's a hard thing to defend.
Looking at this case and Collins himself not trading stock away, he said that was not in the indictment. In a news conference yesterday, the U.S. attorney said that's because he was already under investigation. And we're also hearing because that he was serving on the board of directors. Are there certain rules that govern if somebody who's serving on a board can, trade off a bunch of stock at once?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only is there are certain rules, but every publicly traded company, this is a small one, relatively speaking, but every publicly traded company has rules about, they usually have blackout periods, where the board of directors and high-level employees can't trade the stock. I know a zillion people who work on Wall Street, and they can only sell their stock within windows, and that window is usually around an event. So if they know they're doing their quarterly earnings, you cannot trade before that. They do it. They wait till after the analyst call has taken place. So this would be it's highly improper for anyone on a board of directors to buy or sell shares without disclosing it around any event that could occur.
How is this innate company doing now?
Oh, my God. You know, the day after they made the announcement public that the trial failed, stock was down 90%. So not very well.
Yeah, that's even I can tell you that's not how you want your stock to be performing. Down 90% doesn't sound good.
90 is not good. And I just want to also say that it seems I had to go look into this, but I could not believe that we as you know, voters allow our lawmakers to serve on publicly traded company boards. I think that that's actually the original sin. Why should we allow that to occur? You should have to step down from anything, not to mention, you know, have everything managed in a blind trust. It seems crazy that we let this happen.
But he's allowed, right? That there's not a law against that.
No, there's no law against it. And you know, we had a 60 Minutes story about some insider trading a while back around this, and there were some rule changes about, you know, what Congress people can do about laws and issues that are before them. Because it was the other way, where, let's say you had a congressional committee pressing somebody about a violation, whether it's telecom or something, and they have access to insider information, then they cannot trade on that. So this is something that I think we need to tighten up our regulations.
Hey, wondering if you have any insight on how long these cases typically linger on for in court, or if there's no real precedent set for that.
Well, look, this regulators are very clear, and prosecutors don't bring. And I should say, in this age, I will say that they're. Prosecutors do not bring cases they don't think they can win. That's actually a shame because it sort of leaves a lot of people out. But this does, as you know, one attorney said to me, look like a slam dunk. It could go on for a little while, and if he wants to fight it, that's fine. But his name is going to be in the news, and a lot of bad stuff's going to come up in the process of the discovery. So I think it may be that you guys might have someone new representing your region.
All right, Jill, always great to talk with you. Much better understanding now of insider trading. That's Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money, Saturdays 4 until 6 here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.